Hello and welcome to the Closeted Soul Podcast. My mission is to inspire you to practice self-love, self-understanding, and self-acceptance through the world of the esoteric. The spiritual world has so much love, direction, and wisdom to share with us. We can really begin to work with the magical side of life once we simply decide. Don't worry though, this isn't something that's come easily to me either. This way of living requires you to do the internal work. Going within and facing our shadows can be one of the most difficult, draining, and confronting tasks we can do in this lifetime. Although when you do the work and you continue to show up for yourself every single day, your connection to yourself, spirit, and the universe strengthens tenfold. I invite you to join me on this insane and beautiful journey of self-discovery. I'm beyond excited to have the opportunity to learn and grow with you in both the physical and spiritual world. Hello and welcome to the Closeted Soul Podcast. Thank you so much for choosing to give this episode a listen. I really hope that you find value in today's episode and it helps you out a lot. All right, so for the very first episode of this podcast, I wanted to just introduce myself a little bit, just so you guys know who the hell is talking to you. And I also wanted to explain a little bit about my intention for this platform. But the chunk of the episode, the main point of me actually filming this episode today, is all about meditation and how I actually grew to love meditation and, you know, tips on how you can meditate for longer and how you can actually get into this practice. Because I know a lot of people can be quite intimidated by meditating, and I was the same. And some people find it really mundane, really boring. So I do want to get into a little bit of that, which I will later on. But before I go any further, I guess I'll introduce who I am and a little bit about my intention for the platform. My name is Shalay and I am from Melbourne, Australia. Now, prior to the year of 2020, I actually identified as a really radical atheist/realist. And I feel like that's really relevant to mention because now I'm on here, the internet, and I want to make a podcast all about spirituality and esoteric concepts in order to heal and live a life that you truly want to live. Yeah, I feel like that's really important to mention because it's crazy that, you know, someone who had no relationship with religion, no connection to spirit, no connection to myself, to now be on the other side of 2020, now in 2021, like making a podcast all about this sort of stuff. So I'm glad that I am finally here, but yeah, I feel like that's relevant to mention. I know that I'm not the only one in the year of 2020 to actually have a spiritual awakening. And the reason why I believe in this world so wholeheartedly is because all of my experiences, everything that I went through was so organic and uninfluenced. No one had input into those things sort of happening to me. They just all kind of happened. And then I was online searching like a nut job, you know, wondering what the hell was happening to me. Because at one point, I was genuinely concerned for my mental well-being. I thought that, you know, I was actually developing some sort of mental condition, which was quite scary. But I soon realized that it obviously wasn't that. And yeah, I was just having a spiritual awakening. So when I got into spirituality and I had my spiritual awakening, it was coming from a really, really dark place. I was experiencing crazy amounts of anxiety every single day. I was experiencing debilitating panic attacks. And this led me to actually developing depression. I would genuinely think about taking my life and how much easier it would be if I wasn't here, because I just didn't want to live every day just smothered with anxiety, constantly on edge. And yeah, I never thought that I would ever be in that sort of headspace, but I did. I ended up being there. And, you know, if you are there right now and what I said was a little triggering, I'm very sorry, but I want you to know that you are supposed to be here. There's a reason that you're here, and maybe there's a reason that you're listening to me saying this to you right now. you're supposed to be here, and there are people around you that want you here and they want to help you. So reach out where you can. If you feel like you absolutely can't, go to a professional. I wish I took that step. I wish I saw somebody to help me before it got that bad. If you find someone that you really, really resonate with, you will just thank yourself so, so much just to have that support, to have somebody that understands, and to have somebody that can actually give you useful tools and tips on how to deal with your thoughts and your feelings. So I really do recommend that. And also, there are free resources online that you can check out. I'll link some in the show notes below just so you have a little point of reference and you kind of can go from there as well if you're unsure on where to look. But yeah, being in that dark place led me to needing to make changes. It was either I needed to make changes in my well-being, otherwise I was just going to get worse and worse and worse. And some pretty traumatic things happened within the year of 2019 that led to me developing extreme anxiety, panic attacks, and depression. But what I realized was it wasn't just those events in that year. It had been an accumulation of my whole life just coming out of me within that year. It just triggered everything that I had suppressed, all the trauma, right through trauma that I experienced when I was too young to even recall what was happening, which is insane. But just, yeah, I realized how much I haven't dealt with and how much I needed to deal with it, because these were like ancestral patterns and wounds that just keep playing out in my reality. And it's hard. It's so hard to feel those feelings, face my reality, and face the things that happened to me and truly heal and move forward. So this is something that I am truly working on every single day. And what has helped me tremendously and what has really, really improved my mental well-being and improved my just state of being has made me love life. I feel like I'm just living with the magic of life every single day. I feel like I have like my guides around me and I'm constantly protected, constantly looked after. And I love it. I love just living my life like this. It's changed everything for me. And if it can do the same for you, I want it to. So yeah, I don't even know where I was going with that. What I wanted to say was I'm using the concepts of spirituality and the esoteric world to actually cultivate self-healing. I want to actually cut the cord between, you know, this version of me and my past. I'm not my past. I'm not my trauma. I'm not the things that happened to me. And I'll get into all of that. I plan to be super real, super raw, and super vulnerable with you guys on this platform. And I hope that through my vulnerability, I can promote that vulnerability within you. And I hope that you can do the same with yourself, because it's hard to find that sort of truth in this space. Not many people can talk about this sort of stuff, and I completely understand why. I really, really do. But for me, my whole life, talking through my issues and talking through things has been the best version of therapy for me, and it's the best way I've healed and dealt with things. So I want to bring that to this space. I really, really do. And yeah, I hope that you guys appreciate that. But that means that some of the things that I do want to talk about can be really hard to listen to. And as the episodes unravel, you'll slowly, slowly get to know more of my story, because it's going to be a big reason as to why I'm here doing what I want to do. I hope that all made sense. I did just go on a tangent, but I hope that makes sense. I want you guys to know that I'm not coming in on here pretending to be an expert, pretending to have conquered my past and my trauma, and now I'm living this amazing life. Absolutely not. I am dealing with my trauma and my past every single day, and I'm learning to work through it, to feel it, to release it every single day. And my mood is constantly changing, depending on the day, depending on what I'm experiencing, depending on the moon, depending on my cycle. So many things influence me. And yeah, it was actually one of my biggest reservations for starting this platform. I truly wanted to be the closeted soul, hence the name. I really wanted to just be in the closet and work on this spiritual stuff in private because I was embarrassed about becoming public about this sort of stuff. I thought that people weren't going to accept it. I thought my partner was going to leave me. I thought people were going to say that I'm weird. And you know what? All those things still might happen, even though people did not do that. My partner is fully accepting of this path that I want to take, and he loves that it's improved my mental well-being so much, and it really agrees with me, so he's totally for that. But yeah, it's something that I was scared about for a really long time, and I didn't understand why I was quite resistant to the call of creating this platform. Really, really resistant. I didn't want to do it, but yeah, I guess I meant to learn on this space. I'm meant to be the little guinea pig for you guys, I guess, and just like experience this path with all of you and with anyone else that wants to go on a similar journey, that wants to know how to use the concepts of spirituality in everyday life. Spirituality is genuinely a lifestyle, and it's been a massive adjustment for me to actually get into this new way of living. But I'm slowly, slowly getting there, and I hope that we all get to kind of do it together, heal together, cut these cords together, and just, yeah, do the thing, feel the things all together. So definitely not an expert, and you know, I am so open and I want to learn from other people who are in the same position as I am. You know, if there's anything you guys can help me with, and if there's anything I can help you guys with, then yeah, I want it to be that sort of environment and that sort of community. All right, so now to finally get into today's topic. So what I wanted to talk about today was meditation. I love meditation so, so much. It has completely transformed my life. So if I can give you some tips that might help you actually meditate. Wow. I guess this is a good time to actually pop a little disclaimer here. I actually have a language, it's already coming out. I have a language all of my own. Wow. Oh my God. This is off to a really, really good start. You think I would take this out, but I'm not going to take it out. This is me. I have a language that is called Shinglish, and it is a mixture of Shule and English mished together. And it comes out when I'm feeling passionate, when I'm tired, when I'm delusional. And right now I'm all three. So I apologize if I say things in a funny way or if I'm not using the correct word in a sentence. It's something that I do. I'm very, very sorry. I will try to correct myself whenever I hear it. But if I don't hear it, you know what it is. It's Shinglish. So what I was trying to say was that I want to give you guys some useful tips that I used that made me fall in love with meditation, that made me keep showing up time and time again for myself and, you know, actually meditate every single day. So if I can kind of give you some little pointers that helped me, and I hope that they're beneficial for you and that they help you. Yeah, that's really what I want to do today, because it has been something that's completely changed my life. It has seriously made me a different person. It has connected me to my soul, to myself, to the things that I want, my desires. For the longest time, I was just such a lost human being, such a lost soul. I had no sense of self, no sense of intuition. I had no idea on what I wanted out of my life. I had no idea of what my purpose was. I was just so not in my body, and meditating brought me back to myself again. It's like it reintroduced me to my soul, and I love it. I love having this connection back to myself again, and every day it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And I really believe that meditation is a massive reason as to why I'm here today and why I'm learning to love my life and learning to love everything that's happened to me, learning to love my past, my present, my future, just, yeah, everything. Not my future, because I don't really know what's happening in the future, but whatever. But yeah, I guess we'll get into the tips for today's episode. Okay, so for the first tip I have for you guys, I recommend to start off with a small amount of time and then slowly, slowly build it up. Now, when I first started to meditate, it wasn't like I jumped into it and I loved it straight away. I hated it. I had such a toxic relationship with meditating. I didn't understand it. It made me feel more anxious and it made me feel uncomfortable to sit there with that anxiety. I hated it so much and I didn't like it because for my whole life, I distract myself with, you know, other people's lives or YouTube or movies or TV shows, podcasts, anything where I can immerse myself into somebody else's story, somebody else's reality. I was there because I didn't want to deal with mine at all. I didn't want to deal with myself. I didn't want to deal with my trauma, nothing like that. So I would just completely put myself into other people's reality. And that's how I lived a lot of my life. But meditating meant that I had to be in my body and had to be with myself. And finally, I had to listen to my mind and like see all the things that were just going on inside of my head, in my body. And I hated it. It was just a terrible, terrible time for me. And I'm going to use the word hate because that's genuinely how I felt towards it. I extremely disliked it. I felt as though meditating would trigger more anxiety in me. And I would just be counting down the seconds for that timer to go off because I just couldn't do it. And I did that for 4 months. So I don't want you to think that I just started meditating and after a week I was in love with it. Not at all. I did that for 4 months, morning and night, morning and night, morning and night. Start off slow because if you really have been ignoring yourself for majority of your life, then it's going to be hard to sit there with yourself for longer than 5 minutes. So don't give yourself that task to sit there for 10 minutes and freak yourself out. Just start off slowly. Start getting used to it. Dip your feet in slowly. Obviously, don't wait 4 months to start increasing the time. That was me trying to avoid myself. So you know, maybe after about 3 weeks, you can start increasing the time to every 10 minutes, and then every 15, and then every 20. But something magical happens after 5 minutes, 5 to 8 minutes of meditating for me. It's around that mark. It's like you finally step out of the body and you can truly be the observer of the mind and you just start cultivating these feelings of calmness and tranquility is all I can think of in this moment. But that's how it feels at that point. So if you can push yourself, I do recommend doing it when you can, but don't overwhelm yourself. It's okay to start off doing that at the beginning. That's how I started and I did that for about 4 months. So yeah, I do want to put that in there. The second tip I have for you guys is consistency. That is the biggest game changer. Showing up for yourself to continue to do the work, to continue to meditate, slowly teaching your body of that routine, finally, like, you know, getting your body into the cycle of being in that state and showing up every single day, even if it's, you know, 5 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes, just something will be very, very beneficial in the long run. And consistency is what got me to where I am today. I know it's hard. I know it's shit to actually be there with yourself for that long and to be with your feelings and to do that every single day. It's hard. It's so, so hard. But you have to do it. You can't afford not to if you're resisting it that much. You just need to show your body that it's okay to feel those feelings. And once you see that it's okay to be in that anxiety, to be in those shitty feelings, you release them. They're no longer there and you're not left with that. And then, you know, you can then experience amazing things in meditation. When I really crossed that threshold and I dealt with all of those feelings and I released all of those feelings, I started to experience crazy things through meditation. I mean, it triggered my spiritual awakening, which I'll maybe get into in another podcast episode, but it's done amazing things. It's shown me past lives. It's shown me, you know, old patterns of thinking, and it's shown me who I am. It's connected me to my soul. It connects me to my intuition. It connects me to the universe. It does amazing, amazing things. So just show up consistently for yourself. Like it's such a beautiful practice. And I actually found that consistency, doing that every single day, made me better equipped to actually deal with anxiety and panic attacks. I mean, I remember this one time specifically, I was in the kitchen and I started to get really, really overwhelmed. I can't remember exactly what was happening and I could feel a panic attack coming on. I could feel it happening in my body. And in that moment, I was able to bring myself into a state of calm. That feeling I get when I meditate, I could literally cultivate that in that moment when I needed it the most. And I was able to rationalize with myself and actually talk myself off a cliff. And yeah, it was insane. I got emotional telling my partner about it because I never thought that I would be there. It was just such an awesome feeling. And I'm really proud of myself for actually getting to that point. And I want you to know that you can also get to that point. It is so possible. You just have to be consistent. All right. So my third tip is to keep changing it up. I am the type of person that hates doing the same thing day in, day out. I get bored super, super easy. I need things to be fresh. I need things to be new and exciting. And yeah, if I'm doing the same thing, I'm most likely not going to stick to it. So the way that I was able to stay so consistent and to keep showing up for myself was to actually change it up. Now, what I mean by this is you can do different types of meditations. So you could try visualization type meditations. You could do gratitude meditations. You could do guided meditations on something specific. You could meditate on your own. You could meditate with no music. You could meditate in nature. Anything like that, I would recommend. So just change up the practice to whatever you're feeling on the day. If you feel like just not listening to anything and just kind of being there in the moment, do that. If you want to listen to a guided meditation, do that. Just change it up. That was the easiest way I was able to stay consistent. And then I got to have a little bit of fun with it. And I was doing, you know, visualization type things, practicing manifesting and all of that fun things. So I was learning how to, you know, co-create with the universe as well as learn to quiet my mind and live a more peaceful lifestyle, I guess. But yeah, that's a really, really good tip and one that I highly, highly, highly recommend, especially if you struggle showing up and you find it boring just to do the same thing day in, day out. So yeah, give that one a go. That's only a little one. That's all I have to really say about that because it's pretty straightforward. But yeah, just change it up. All right, so my fourth tip is if you really, really struggle to meditate and you just hate that practice of actually sitting there with yourself, you don't actually have to do that. You don't have to sit there and be meditating like that traditional way of meditating. You can meditate in many different ways. So for example, you could go for a bike ride and have no other distraction besides you and cycling, and that would be a form of meditation if you focus purely and entirely on that task. So you can't listen to music, you can't listen to a podcast, you can't have distractions around you, you can't be with a friend. That's not meditating. But if you go on your own and you just focus on that moment, you don't have any external distractions and you're just focusing on cycling, that is a form of meditation. It doesn't have to be cycling, it could be anything. It could be, you know, painting, any sort of thing that you do that helps you release stress, if it's going to the gym, but you just have to make sure you're not listening to music. You are like quieting the mind and you are just focusing solely on the task at hand, because that means that you're practicing presence and you're practicing just being in that moment. And that is what meditation essentially is, right? So that's fine as well. You don't have to do the traditional meditating type thing, and you can change it up. Maybe one day you do want to just sit there and chill and meditate that way, and maybe you want to go to the gym and meditate in that way, or maybe you want to go for a bike ride, or you want to draw something, I don't know, anything. So yeah, definitely recommend doing that if you really, really struggle meditating in that traditional way. My final piece of advice that really, really helped me when I learned this is something that I actually learned on the internet, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember the exact source in which I heard the information. I'm trying to, but I can't think of it for the life of me. But it was learning that I didn't have to control my thoughts during the process. The reason why I would struggle at the start with meditating is because I lived in such an anxious body and my mind will go 1,000 times a minute, right? And I couldn't control it. And every single time I couldn't control it and I couldn't get it to just be in the moment, focus on the breath, I would feel like I failed. I feel like I'm not doing it right and that it's not working and that, yeah, I'm a failure. I'm doing it wrong. I can't do it. That's the cycle that I just kept experiencing. It wasn't until I learned that you're not supposed to control the mind, that you're purely the observer of the mind. All we're supposed to do is just acknowledge what comes up, observe it, and that's it. Let it go, release it, and bring your attention back to the breath. If your mind wanders again, then I'm speaking so weirdly now. I've been talking for way too long. What I'm trying to say is if your mind does wander, then that's completely fine. You would just do the exact same thing. It's not that you failed. It's not that you can't do it. You're doing the right thing. And getting into this practice also allows you to detach from your thoughts. For a long time, I would actually think that I was my thoughts. I was the things that I was a representation of the things that would pop into my mind. And can you imagine like living your life like that? The amount of crap that my mind comes up with every single day is so beyond me. And there's so much I don't agree with that my mind takes me to. So practicing being the observer of the mind allowed me to create this distinction between who I really am and my mind. You're not supposed to control your thoughts and you don't fail if your mind is going 1,000 times a minute and you can't stop thinking. It's the whole practice of just bringing the attention back to the breath and observing what's happening, but not identifying with what's happening in the body. And again, that also teaches you to detach from anxiety, to detach from feelings that we get. So it's a really, really helpful practice. And yeah, it's one that changed my life when I learned about it. So yeah, it changed the way that I kind of showed up to meditating. It wasn't so intimidating anymore. Before I wrap up the episode, I do want to also pop in here just a little something, a little bit of something. Just something that I always hear people tell me whenever we talk about meditation and this sort of stuff, they always say that they don't have time. And to be quite honest, if you're one of those people that are saying that you don't have time, then you're the person that needs to do this the most. And I can say that to you because I was there. I was that person. I was the person that used to say, I don't have time to meditate, but I wasn't being truthful with myself. I had plenty of time. I could have made the time if I wanted to. I chose not to because meditating was intimidating. I didn't like sitting there with my own mind. I found it boring, blah, blah, blah. List goes on as to all the reasons why I didn't want to meditate. But yeah, I would just sit there and be like, I don't have time. Can't fit that in. Sorry. Don't understand how people fit that sort of stuff in. And you absolutely have time in your day. It's just whatever you prioritize. And this is something that you absolutely need to prioritize. Whether you're a morning person and you want to wake up really early and, you know, get a meditation before you start your day, get in a meditation before you start your day, or you're a night owl and you want to stay up late and get in your meditation before you go to bed. Maybe you want to do both. I even got a little creative. Sometimes I would meditate in the car before work, or sometimes I would meditate in my lunch break. So you can absolutely find the time. So if you're using this excuse, get real with yourself. Find out why you're lying to yourself, find out why you don't want to show up, and face that fear and then start showing up. All right, I think I'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much for listening, especially if you got this far. I really, really appreciate it. It means the world to me. I hope that you got some sort of value out of today's episode, and I am looking forward to getting to meet like-minded souls who are on a similar journey and, you know, are just trying to achieve the same things. So excited for the future and the future of the podcast. I'm really excited to see where the episodes take me. I'm going to just do it very intuitively. I'm not really going to plan much, and I'm just going to do whatever feels right and whatever comes up. But it's going to be lots of like facing your trauma and facing our past, getting real with ourselves, being really open, honest, and vulnerable in order to actually truly be able to heal and move forward. So if that resonates with you, then please stick around. I'm looking forward to connecting with you guys in future episodes. Bye for now, guys. If you enjoyed today's episode and you feel inspired to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean the world to me. Also, if you are wanting to connect with me on a more intimate platform, then you can find me on Instagram at @thecloseted_soul. I would love to hear from you. Finally, you can learn a little bit more about me and this space just by visiting my website at www.closetedsoul.com.